Letters and Manuscripts, Volume 5, 1887 to 1888. White, Mary. Oakland, California, October 30, 1887. Previously unpublished. Dear Mary, we leave today for Los Angeles. I have been so exhausted, could not do much of anything. I do not know what I shall do if I do not gain strength. I want to hear from you very much, whether you are improving. And dear little Mabel, how is she? Anna L. has had your blankets, or mine, washed. They are now real nice. Had we not better take them to Street Helena and let the retreat have them? I want my mattress and feather bed brought to my cottage, and I want my pillows locked up. Tell Anna that my name was on the pillows, I think. I had mattresses, I know I had, to every bed in my cottage above and the lower cottage. I want my haircloth set brought and put in the parlor of the cottage. I want my things got together. I had two of the heaviest kind of flat irons and three that were not so heavy. Get a tub of mine, zinc, that has been removed to the Institute. Sister Lockwood says it is there. Shall I bring anything of yours in the line of clothing to Crystal Springs? The crib is sent today to Crystal Springs, thinking you will need it. I would like, if you get this letter in season, to have the haircloth chairs brought down when the team returns from St. Helena. Well, this is all I can think of now. If you want me to look after anything of yours, say so. I will do it. Mother, I have permission to tell W.C. White and you that Sister Loughborough will come to the retreat after conference, and that Mary, Loughborough, and John Ireland will be married at that time, and they will take the house as she has done, and will keep it better, Anna says, than herself. This must be kept to yourself about the marriage. Mother, W.C. White is well.